The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. That music ended kind of quick there this morning. I don't know what happened there. Maybe I was a little late getting back in the studio. You think that was it? Well, I had to get more coffee. I had to get more coffee. So, I haven't had quite a quart yet. So probably remedy that this half hour. heard from our buddy John Arace down there. Used to be Florida. He's now in Mobile, Alabama, which is pretty cool. So he's, I guess, Mobile. But, yeah, he's doing well. John used to work out of Harrisburg or York and had a transportation business to the airlines. And so then he moved it to Florida, and now he's moved it to Alabama. So I'm guessing he, you know, goes where the market is, which is what you got to do. So, hey, our phone number here, 410-922-6680. We would love to hear from you. The hunt for the missing duck hunters on the James River has been suspended by the Coast Guard, unfortunately. They left Wednesday to cross the James to get into a little creek, a little gut where they thought there were some ducks, and that's a shame. They haven't been located yet. It's bad juju to go out there in this cold kind of water. You know, it really is. I mean, I understand it. I understand it's a challenge, and I understand when the weather's changing, that's a great time to go for ducks. But, you know, you got to weigh the options. You know, you look at the forecast and you see small craft advisory or gale warnings or high wind advisories or something
stay
like
inside.
That.
Stay inside.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
It's not worth it. They'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, they might be. Maybe you won't be off tomorrow, but guess what? I've missed my duck hunts with my buddy for the last few years. Ducks just haven't been on the river where he happens to be and where he hunts. So I don't think we've hunted in probably 3 years. But, you know. Now with the freeze, next week the thaw, birds should be coming in there. So on the little chop tank. So, yeah, it's a shame we're reading this story since a fella from Virginia mentioned it. But I mean, even the rescue mission from the Coast Guard shows a boat out there, and you can go on the internet and find anything. It's they found the boat Thursday, the state police helicopter, but the hunters have not yet been located, which is a shame. K-9 unit and a drone were being used to recover the men who were missing after their 16-foot John boat never returned to the Jamestown Yacht Marina on Wednesday evening. So that's a shame. Yep. Mm-mm-mm. All right, let's see. Well, you got somebody in there? Oh, okay. Let's talk to Edward on the Eastern Shore. Got a couple of recipes. Good morning, Edward. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. I can barely hear you, so forgive me if I...
Well, how's this? Is this any better?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
All right. Maybe I wasn't speaking directly into the microphone.
That's all right. Hey, listen, we all have our moments. Good, bad, or indifferent. Hey, listen, I want to talk about a recipe real quick. I used to sell automobiles, and we had a Christmas party there at the dealership, and everybody brought their usual orange soda, cheese puffs, stuff like that, Doritos, potato chips, And I thought to myself, well, Christmas party, let's make a Christmas goose. So to give it a more of a universal appeal, well, first let me tell you what the recipe is. I soaked the goose breast. I breasted them out like 5 o'clock in the morning the day of the party. I soaked it in some vegetable oil with some garlic powder, salt, and pepper.
Okay.
Nothing more. And,
nothing wrong with that. That's a good combination.
I took it to the dealership, and I was thinking, Christmas party? Well, let's have a goose. Christmas goose, right? But anyway, I cooked it on the grill. We had a bunch of grills there. I cooked it on the grill, and to give it more of a universal appeal, I kind of sliced it on a bias and ran a skewer through it, make it into like a little
shish kebab. Little shish kebab. Yeah, I got that. All right.
And I tell you, man, most of it got eaten before it got to the party table.
Yeah, you could. Just cooking a goose breast, forget it. Okay.
I thought that was kind of funny. That man said earlier, one of your callers said, "Are you going to the woods? Or are you going to the wood pile?"
Exactly. Yeah, he went to the wood. He went to the wood fire in the house. That's for sure. Yep. Where are you calling from, Edward?
Well, I'm calling from. I'm on the highway, probably up around somewhere in Queen Anne County, Maryland, perhaps. I'm going to work this morning, actually.
Right, right. Well, now, are you on 301 or 213?
301.
Yeah. Is it drifted up there, or have they done a good job cleaning off the drifts?
They've done a right good job cleaning up these roads.
Are you north?
I'm not taking any chances. There's a little patch here and there because that wind comes across those
fields. Yeah. Yeah. Are you headed north or south?
Headed north.
Yeah. North seems to be okay. South, right around that rest stop there, you know where I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that stretch on both sides of that, coming southbound, it was drifted badly yesterday, and I saw 3 vehicles off the road in the median strip yesterday. Yesterday afternoon.
I might have seen the one you're talking about. I was riding behind an 18-wheeler. Headed back down south on 301, and all of a sudden all these brake lights start coming on.
Yep.
And I got up to it, and there was 3 automobiles off down in the middle.
Yep. Right there. There were 3 in a row. One was a Ryder truck. So I don't know if you saw that one or not, but anyway,
I can't remember. I tell you, I try to, in conditions like this, I try to keep my eyes peeled right on the...
You and I both. You and I both. So.
You know, God bless them. It's up to them. Once they find a way to get off in a ditch, it's up to them to get themselves back out of the ditch. I got to get myself home, buddy.
All right. Yep, I agree. All right. Listen, Edward, I appreciate the call. Thanks for the recipe.
Thanks for taking my call. Have a nice day.
You too, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Here he goes, 410 WCBM 680. You want to talk about recipes? Let's talk about recipes. I'll tell you, just to cook a goose is not, you got to do a lot of prep work on a goose. And, you know, we welcome your calls. Now, look, we published twice in the quarterly a recipe for corned goose. Yeah, corned goose breast. Spectacular. Spectacular. Now, what I like to do with a goose breast is I like to take like a paper plate and put my spices on it. Maybe something from Cambridge Spice Company, Cecil Seasoning. Maybe something from their, one of their rubs of some kind, a steak rub or whatever. Put on a paper plate. You take your thawed out goose breast, cleaned, you know, nice and clean, and press it onto there, flip it over, sprinkle it again. Anyway, you coat the goose breast with the seasoning, okay? Then you put it in a crock pot. Now, Uncle Dale from Easton taught me this one. Can of broth, chicken broth, and a can of gravy, chicken gravy. Now you can use mushroom gravy, you can use any gravy, but the classic chicken gravy from Heinz are one of them. Can of broth, can of gravy, and all those seasonings on that goose. And if you want to let it set for an hour or so, you can do that too before you put it in a crock pot. Because those seasonings will start to adhere to that goose breast. You put it in a crock pot, you're going to lose a little bit, but for the most part, that seasoning's going to stay on there throughout the cooking process. Not goose breast is going to cook and shrink and so forth, but it's being cooked in moisture. It's not dry heat, you know, like on top of the stove or something like that. Take it out, put it in the refrigerator. Next morning, slice that bad boy, put it on crackers or something like that, maybe a little spicy mustard. Oh, my gosh. That is delectable. Delectable. So, you know, warm up the crock pot and get that goose in there. And if you just want to cook a goose, salt and pepper it, you know, and throw it in the crock pot with the gravy and the chicken broth, more power to you. First time I ever had goose, we were on a deer hunt. We were staying somewhere up in Kent County, and we were staying at the lodge, and a couple of us there. And they served goose burgundy. Ooh. Chuck in Ellicott City, got a recipe for us?
Yeah. This is Chuck from Ellicott City.
Hi, Chuck.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, good. Goose recipe. I'm an old-time goose hunter. I'm probably your age and used to do a tremendous amount of goose hunting on the Eastern Shore, and as you know, they're not the best eaten in the world, and you know, most people kind of stuck their nose up at it.
Yeah,
we found a recipe. We bring a whole goose, put it in one of these, they're called Guardian pots. I don't know if you remember them, Guardian cookware, the old aluminum pots.
Oh, yeah,
with the glass lid.
Yep, I remember.
Oh, yeah, put that on the wood stove and let it sit on there for probably 10 to 12 hours to all the meat just has fallen off of the bone. And then take all the meat out. And my wife got this recipe for sweet and sour pork.
Oh.
And we would make that with the goose meat.
Oh.
And then put that over either rice, brown rice, or those, dry rice things.
That
you buy. Put that over that. I tell you what, the old expression, your tongue would slap your brains out.
Yeah.
Never had anybody stick their nose up at that.
Take a whole goose in one of those aluminum pots with a glass. Kind of like a crock pot, so to speak. You know, back then.
Yeah. They don't make them anymore. They made them back in the '50s.
Yeah.
And I had broken the lid. It was a glass lid. Broke the lid on it. Kind of disappointed. So I started looking on eBay.
Yeah.
And I found this guy out in Cumberland, Maryland. And he was kind of between Cumberland and Kaiser.
Oh, yeah.
And the mounds called him up, and he says, yeah, I got a whole basement full of that stuff.
Oh, man.
And I said, okay. And I was in West Virginia, a place in West Virginia at the time, and said, I can meet you. And he said, well, I'm going to have to meet you at a gas station. You have to follow me back to the house.
Right.
So it's my wife and I, and we met him at the gas station. She looked at me, and I looked at her, and I said, I hope we're not getting into something we don't want to get into.
Did you hear any banjo music?
So I followed him back his dirt road, back to his house. Got back to his house, had a really nice house. It wasn't that old big house, big basement, and he had that thing just stuffed full of this Guardian ware. Anything you want. I bought one, a whole new pot that had a metal lid, the aluminum lid on it. The same thing, the Guardian, exactly the same thing with a metal lid on it. I says, you know what, that thing will outlast me. And it has.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, we'll keep our eye out for those old Guardian things. We do a little bit of antiquing and things like that. But yeah, that sounds like I love the old ways of cooking and things like that. You know,
If I come across his, I got his name somewhere and his phone number somewhere. I'll send it to you.
Got it. Appreciate it. Thanks, Chuck.
Well, staying warm, sitting in here in my recliner, my dog's on my lap, got one of them Mexican wool blankets on and listening to you.
Oh, man, that's great. And reliving some hunt somewhere, which is what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Yeah. You talk about the old days when we were teenagers, and I was born and raised in Howard County here, and when it used to be real county, a real suburban area. And we used to take off of school, and we'd head back down over to Patapsco River Park, and we'd be gone all day. You know, your parents didn't know where you were. You know,
right.
It's just the good old lighting a fire out in the woods. That was, kids today will never experience that.
Nope.
But it was good time. The river, Patapsco River, freezing to the point you could walk across it. It may be now, but that was just a common yearly thing.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, we used to have snow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come out with a passel full of squirrel season.
Squirrel season.
Dragging a deer out of down by the river up over the hill. That would really get you worked up.
Yeah. Yeah, big bag of rabbits coming. I'll tell you, I learned how to rabbit hunt. I had a guy who was a mentor when it came to rabbit hunting. Guy walked around with a double-barrel 12-gauge shotgun with no trigger guard. And we hunted rabbits where they had logged a property and left the hollow logs lay and get overgrown. We hunted rabbits there. We hunted rabbits in hardwoods. People don't know, but rabbits can live in the hardwoods and do very well. This is all no dog, okay?
No, right?
We hunted rabbits in frozen swamps.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what. And every kind of cover, you know, fields planted with little pine trees. I learned so much when I was a teenager that still applies today.
Oh, yeah.
I still love rabbit hunting today.
First squirrel I ever shot. I was probably 10 years old, got for Christmas. It was a bolt action from Montgomery Ward's, Monkey Ward's, my father always called it, Montgomery Ward's. A bolt action 12 gauge.
Oh my God.
Now had the clip that, you know, come out in the bottom of it. It had like a 19, 20 inch barrel. It would kick like a mule.
Oh yeah.
There. So I was back there, a friend of my buddy and I were hunting, and it was kind of like a cold morning. We were sitting there, and I sat on a log, a big old log, fell asleep, had the gun across my lap, woke up, heard this noise to the left of me, and about 10 foot down the log was this squirrel that was just sitting there. I never shot a squirrel before, never really seen one that close. And I'm like, if I move, he's going to run. I'll just pull the trigger because the gun was aiming right
at that. Right.
We never did find that squirrel.
Did you find any hair?
it was kind of like a pillow went off after I pulled the trigger. Realized that I guess I shouldn't do that.
Shouldn't do that anymore. No.
Let them off at a little distance. But
yeah.
Good old days.
That's right. That's right.
Remember. Yeah.
All right, brother. You have a wonderful day.
Take care. Have a good holiday.
All right, Chuck. Thanks. Bye bye. There goes Chuck. That's nice. And that's a nice way to lead into the break. Let me talk about Clyde Sports Shop, a little more details than I did before. Clyde's has Browning Firearms, and, you know, they've been around for so long. They can look back and see if you need something that they may have it in inventory. You never know. Something that maybe didn't move well or something 10 years ago or something. Just ask them. When you're looking for a high-powered rifle, they have a lot of bolt action, A-bolts and X-bolts, and you know. But the modern X-bolt, if you're unhappy with the way your deer rifle performed this past season, the X-bolt is the one to take a look at. They come in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers with an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine, which is important. You can take the magazine out and put it in your pocket. They are extremely accurate. Bolt action, big game hunting perfection, no question. Now, they also carry the Hell's Canyon Speed rifle, which is also an X-bolt, but it's very lightweight. It's got a Cerakote-coated barrel. It's a ceramic type of finish on the barrel rather than bluing. It's a beautiful color. It's like a gold bronze color. Comes with a muzzle brake installed, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, and in selected calibers. But the camo is pretty cool. It comes in that ATAX AU Arid Urban camo. It's very cool looking and lightweight firearm. So if if you walk and carry your gun, or you're going to walk back in a long ways to your deer hunting stand, this is a nice gun, the Hell's Canyon Speed bolt action rifle. So they also carry this AB3, which is hot. AB3. It's a factory-installed Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope. The calibers include 243, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm 08, 7mm Remington Mag, and 300 Winchester Magnum, an outstanding big-game value package. Check this one out if you're looking in the market for a bolt-action rifle. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Hey, you know, Jack at Catonsville and Bobby at Bay Linex at Glen Burnie reminded me to remind you that if you are or know a purchasing agent for any government agency that utilizes trucks, whether it's county or state or city or whatever it might be, these are the guys to go to. These are the guys to go to for all your truck gear, not just bedliners, but your truck gear, too. They carry a full selection, and if they don't have it, they can get it. But, I mean, hitches and that type of thing, too, everything. So they can handle that for you. Hey, let me tell you about the Great American Outdoor Show, the world's largest outdoor show. Starts first Saturday in February, 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors, ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs, archery, and more, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. Now, NRA Country and the Great American Outdoor Show are set to host another rock and country concert Saturday, February 10th, the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex. Backed by popular demand, join Granger Smith, that's Granger Smith, and Locash with special guest Nate Hosey. Nate Hosey, I believe, has a hunting show, a Red Arrow or one of those, I think. Anyway, for an epic night of celebrating the outdoors and the country lifestyle. Jam-packed schedule, including concerts and archery competitions and celebrity appearances and seminars and demonstrations and so much more. Visit GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org for details. GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org for details. And buy your tickets now. Keep the season alive. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Talk Radio 680
WCBM. Let's load Grandpa's old Piro in the truck bed next to mine. His old 12 gauge, I've taught you right, you can handle it just fine. I bought you gloves and waders new, you won't feel quite so cold. There's a new world waiting for you, son, that's 1,000 lifetimes old. We'll be there in the morning sun, waiting amongst the reeds. Wear a clear head and a steady hand is all a fella needs. And if you listen close, my son, you'll hear that spirit say, when they cup and fall at first light, you can hear those whistling wings.
Whistling wings, man, that's fun. That is fun to hear those ducks coming in. You know, one of the first diver ducks I ever killed, this was in January quite a few years ago, and it was one of those epic days. You know, it was 58 degrees and the wind was blowing, and by the time we were done in the morning, the temperature dropped 35 degrees, and there were actually tornado warnings. But it was an epic day in the blind, and it was raining. And we're sitting by the wood stove, you know, just enjoying a cup of coffee. And it was getting, you know, time to shoot. My buddy says, look, go out by the shed. He said, there's geese on the pond behind us. I'll walk back there and see if I can get a shot. And when I shoot, those geese are going to come up out of there. And sometimes they fly over the old chicken coop shed. I said, okay, I'll stand there. I have no problem. So I'm standing there, and I hear a shot. I don't know if he got anything or not. I don't think so. I hear a shot, and here come six geese out of the rain, out of the fog, over my head. And I just swung and pulled the trigger, and to my surprise, a goose dropped out. It fell almost in the burning barrel. In his dad's house or his grandfather's house or something like that. It hit the ground, and it was so wet. And I mean, it made an impression. It just made it, not a divot, but an impression in the grass. And I said, okay, that's cool. So I take my goose back, and we go back, and we're soaked. Fortunately, we both had dry gear. And celebrating the goose, left it out on the porch and so forth. And he said, put the goose in the garage. I said, hey, it quit raining. He goes, let's go. We get in the boat with the decoys. Out around the corner we go. It's about a 500-600-yard trip out to the, on the river out to the blind. And dropped me on the dog off in the blind and put out the decoys in the river. And he was putting the boat in the marsh, hiding it. And I heard, and I looked up, and there's ducks, and they're in season, and I shot. And again, to my surprise, a duck fell out. Turned out to be a beautiful Drake Goldeneye. Beautiful bird. My day was made. You know, I got a duck. Well, we wound up taking bluebills. We wound up taking my first bluebill, blackhead or whatever you want to call them, scop. Wound up taking my first bull canvasback, male canvasback, Drake canvasback as well. That duck was crazy. That duck came all the way across the river, flew straight at us to the decoys, and, you know, didn't know what it was, just some kind of diver duck. And when I heard my buddy say, bull can kill it, I did. So that bird has a honored place next to an old decoy, mounted it standing on a piece of driftwood next to an old, like a 1920s, 30s decoy with glass eyes and so forth, a real rough cut working decoy. It's a pretty cool looking mount. So, but I mean, that's the way it can go. You can have a banner day or you can have a bust day. So, but I'm looking forward to one of those days, maybe next week. We'll see. We'll see what the weather does. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Why don't you get your favorite deer or waterfowl recipe and share it with us here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. While you're getting that, I'm going to tell you about a couple of events coming up they're for bucks, bears, and stags. Now, this is the new scoring enterprise for Maryland whitetail deer, bucks, bears for black bears, and for stags, sika deer. There are two events coming up. One is on February 23rd and 24th in Dorchester County. And we're going to be looking at a lot of sika deer there. That's for sure. Sika deer, whatever you want to call them. There's no doubt. Now, it is a $25 entry fee to get into the bucks, bears, and stags. Maryland's finest is what we call it for recognition. And, you know, the scoring is free, but we've got to charge an entry fee. $10 for youth hunters. $10. So we're going to do that. And then on the March 10th, Saturday, March 10th, that's the day of the Maryland Bowhunter Society benefit in Glen Burnie. Bucks, bears, and stags will be scoring white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears there as well. Now, you're going to have to buy a ticket for the benefit to get in, you know. And you can go online and look. The tickets are already on sale. But it's a great organization to support. They support the coalition. We support the bow hunters. And, you know, you can bring your buck. Doesn't have to be a bow kill buck to that event too, or your bear or your stag. And, we'll get it scored up and, get you entered into the record book. The Bucks, Bears, and Stags, Maryland's finest record book. Maryland doesn't have a record book. We're going to. So that's where we are. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You can go on the website, bucksbearsstags.com, if you want, bucks-bears-stags.com, and see what Buck, Bears, and Stags is all about. We got the best scorers in the state working with us, so it's all good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We would like to hear from you with your phone calls, that's for sure. General Assembly opens up this coming week. We've got a number of things. There's a bill in to ban bump stocks here in Maryland. We heard from a senator from Delaware yesterday who was at the Sisterhood of the Outdoors event. Delaware has similar legislation, and here's the problem with those types of gun laws. He said the law is written so broadly that, for example, if you have a Beretta and you want to change the shim between the end of the stock and the butt plate, you know, they have a shim in there, a half inch or an inch. If you, you know, later on in the season when you're wearing heavier clothes and you want to give yourself a little more room by changing the shim out, this bill would prevent that. You couldn't change a spring. You're not allowed to alter your firearm in any way. That's how broadly these bills get written. So, you know, everybody says, oh, bump stock, bump stock, bump stock. 58 people dead in Las Vegas. The guy had bump stocks. How many other crimes were committed using a bump stock in the United States ever? Can you name more than one? No, you cannot. So let's see where that legislation goes. We have there's a bill in sponsored by several members, but the main title sponsor is Johnny Mouts from Dorchester, Talbot, Caroline County, that talks about venison donations, which would allow people to take a tax credit up to $200 for donating venison. You know, you get a $50 tax credit for each deer, and you can take – it's a direct credit. It's not a deduction. It's a credit. So if you owe $1,000 and you donate four deer, you can get a tax credit for $200. I mean, you can reduce your tax debt pretty well. And we'll be testifying on that. That's testimonies January 17th, I believe. So a lot of stuff going on. And as we see more, as it comes out, we know that the coalition is interested in one of the bills coming up, but we haven't even seen the bill. We've kind of crafted the language, but we haven't seen the bill yet and won't see it probably till the first day of the session. So keep in mind these lawmakers, you know, it's an election year, so they flood the people that write the bills prior to the session. You know, they don't imagine this thing, you know, 6 months ago and get the bill crafted and put it in early. No, no, no. They wait. And then you got the bill writers, the people that do it the official way, the right way, the legalese way. And they get flooded and, you know, it's 3,000 pieces of legislation, most of which will not pass. You know, it's the way the system's designed not to pass laws, new laws. So anyway, more coming up. Don't forget the Hunter's Rally in Annapolis, too, February 1st, Thursday, February 1st, called Blaze and Camo Day, mdhuntingcoalition.org website. We'll have the flyer you can download, and you can also download the flyer for the benefit on March 31st. So a lot of stuff coming up. A lot of stuff coming up. So. 410-922-6680. Did we lose everybody? Everybody went back to bed, didn't they? They went out and looked out. They got up and went, oh, I'm not going out of here. We don't need that. We don't need any. We got three rolls of toilet paper. That'll get us through till Monday.
And we got plenty of bread
and
milk.
Yeah. And then there's lots of milk. And, you know, if we run out of milk, well, we'll drink water, you know.
Yeah.
Plenty of soda in the house. Plenty of other liquid beverages, so.
We got plenty of wood, so we got plenty of wood for the fire.
Yep. Plenty of pellets for the pellet stove. Plenty of wood for the wood fire. Gas is still on. So, electric's still on.
For now.
Yeah. I don't blame them. I don't blame people for sleeping in, you know. If I didn't have to be here, I'd probably be sleeping in. But we'll see. We will see. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Love to hear your recipes. I've got my favorite for deer tenderloin, and this is just me, but I like it. You take V8 juice, teriyaki sauce, and brown sugar. You mix all that up in a pan, and you take and coin your back strap about a quarter inch to a half inch thick, and you put it in there. And you let it slowly cook. Now that your deer meat's going to be cooked all the way through, it's not going to be rare. It's going to be cooked all the way through. But if you go low and slow and lots of liquid, it's going to be so tender. And when you get to the end, when your deer meat's cooked, you can take it out, turn the heat up, and reduce all that down, that V8, that teriyaki, and that brown sugar down to a glaze. And you put your meat back in there, and you dredge it in that stuff, and you have a beautiful glazed backstrap with brown sugar and teriyaki and V8 juice and all the spices that come in that. It is spectacular. Let's talk to Dr. Jim in White Marsh. Good morning, Dr. Jim. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm doing well.
Happy New Year to you. I just want to say that I'm... talk about outdoor show, but these guys are talking about cooking indoors, their food. How about cooking outdoors? Like,
go for it.
Fire.
Go for it. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to stray a little bit and talk about turkey.
Please.
Okay, well, I used to ride ATVs for like 30 years in Eastern Baltimore County. It's all redneck and all, but I cooked turkeys.
And your point is, being redneck, what's that all about?
No, we didn't do it exactly 100% legally, but we, you know, trespass on, like, gas, electric power lines and stuff like that and all. And
uh-huh.
Anyway, but I cooked a 10-pound turkey on an open fire once with using some Cajun injection marinade, wrapped it up aluminum foil. It took 2 hours on the fire and 30 minutes off the fire. Hmm. My back was slapped so many times, I had to go to a chiropractor Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to talk about the bump stocks. I agree with your point that it's not going to stop any more mass killings because if it was a bump stock or not.
Right.
I used to have semi-automatic weapons. I could, you know, pull off a lot. You know, I used to have Hellfire. And then, you know, we had 340-plus homicides in Baltimore City.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we stopped Saturday Night Special Bands in... the Saturday Special Band was in 1992.
Yep.
And we had 335 homicides.
Right.
And in 93, of course, due to Mayor Schaefer's infinite knowledge, after he banned them, we had 353 homicides there. And, you know, we didn't make that this year. But, you know, we're starting off good this year, if you know what I'm saying. We can't compete with Chicago, but we're trying.
Okay, Dr. Jim, you have strayed pretty far. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Chuck in Hampstead, good morning. Hello? Oh, Dan in Somerset County. Sorry, Dan, how are you? Then we'll get
okay,
to Chuck.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good.
A couple quick recipes for you. Goose. Roasting pan, whole goose, turnips, potatoes, carrots, celery, onion. Let it cook down to the potatoes and turnip break down. Use that as a gravy. Really good. Another one.
Wait a minute. What do you start with? Tell me again.
A goose.
Oh, a goose. Okay, I'm sorry. Missed that part. Okay, kind of went pretty then, quick. So is this all in a crock pot?
No, that's in a roasting pan.
Okay, so you cook it till the potatoes and the turnips break down?
Yeah, and it makes like a white gravy.
So you continue to mash the potatoes and the turnips together?
Oh, they'll break down on their own.
Oh, they'll do it on their own?
Yeah.
So how long are you cooking this thing?
About 2.5 hours.
Is this goose breast or whole goose?
Whole goose.
Whole goose. Okay. All right. What temperature?
350.
350 for 2.5 hours. So the whole goose. Now, do you put anything on the goose? I mean, a goose can dry out pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, you put about a cup of water at the bottom of the pan.
Okay. All right. So you got celery, potatoes, turnips. Did you say onions, carrots?
Onions and carrots.
Okay. All right. Got it. The Holy Trinity is onions, celery, and carrots. Just, you know, say.
Right.
Okay. And then?
And then you got the same thing. Just bake your basic breast.
Yep.
Pull it out, put it in a crock pot, and make your favorite barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
And I had made that for an affair where a woman had been pregnant and wasn't able to eat anything.
Right.
And she couldn't eat enough of it. Then my friend sat across from me, and sure enough, he finds a pellet. Well, that's the whitest I've ever seen a woman's face get. So.
Uh-huh. That happens. That happens. Yeah. Those pellets happen, you know.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yep.
Have a nice day.
You too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Now Chuck in Hampstead. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're not out there in the ground blind today?
Hell no. I'm staying in bed. Too cold for me.
Yeah, okay.
I'll get out a few days next week. It'll be a little bit warmer.
Yeah, I think we'll be all right. We can take the bow for a walk through the rest of the month, you know?
Yep, that's what I plan on doing.
Uh-huh. Nothing wrong with that. So... Yeah, turkey season, too, the 18th, 19th, and 20th.
The turkey season? That's right.
The winter turkey season comes back, and I know you got birds.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen them since they logged up there, but they're still around.
Yep.
But,
I got you.
Hey, I just wanted to bring to everybody's attention, I'm going to be doing an event up at the Cabela's in Harrisburg.
Okay.
On the 20th of the month. From 10 to 3, it's called Accessibility to the Outdoors. And it's with the Pennsylvania Disabled Hunter Program. PCBA was invited to join them.
Okay.
At this. So that's where I'll set up our booth and people can learn about organizations that provide opportunities for disabled individuals. So if anybody wants to do a little...
Road trip?
Up at Cabela's, come on up to Hamburg, just outside of Harrisburg on the 20th, and say hello, and like I said, we'll be there.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, send me an email on that in case somebody wants to go.
Okay.
I can forward your email to them.
Okay.
Okay.
Because yeah, they have a flyer attached to their email to me. I have another member that's going to be with me there who was in a wheelchair. I met him back when I first joined the PCBA. We ended up at a hunt together.
Right.
Great guy. He does home designing.
For disabled folks. Okay.
No, not the disabled folks. He designs those small houses.
The little things. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
But he also has invented a prototype for a hunting chair for him. So he's going to have that. He's planning on bringing that to the event. So that's going to be neat because I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
But anybody that wants to head on up to Pennsylvania on the 20th, come on up.
You got it, buddy. Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you.
Sounds like a road trip.
Yep.
Are you going to ATA?
No, I'm not going. Dr. John's the only one.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Stay warm and dry. See ya. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-668. If those of you wondering where Robin was this morning, Robin is taking morning off. She's got some other things to do, so... We're communicating, but we're good. All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to call, we'd love to have your call, especially talking about recipes today. I made sickadeer liver and heart this year. Shot a young sickadeer hind and collected her liver. And if you don't like liver, you'll like this. Because most of us have had experience with liver where it's been overcooked and tough and made with onions and gravy and it's nasty. Okay. You take your deer liver and you slice it very thin, like quarter inch strips. Okay. Now you can bread it if you want. I didn't. I just happen to use butter and salt and pepper. Butter, salt, and pepper. In a pan, a frying pan. You take your strips. You toss them in, about a minute on each side, flip them over. You've got a very, very tender, not really rare, but more like medium rare piece of meat. Liver and heart, it's very tasty. Very tasty. Now, if you want to bread it, you can do that. But still, don't overcook it. You know, you can put flour, do an egg wash and flour and, you know, Italian breadcrumbs or something like that if you want. Which I recommend for anything you want to strip, whether it's goose breast or deer steaks or whatever it might be. If you want to strip them, you know, egg wash, flour, panko or Italian bread, seasoned Italian bread crumbs or something like that. And again, don't overcook them. If you do them in a pan, you know, cook them halfway and then flip them over and finish them and then pull them out, you're done. But if you overcook any wild game, it gets tough. So. Did I tell you about the Great American Outdoor Show? I think I need to tell you about that. We'll be giving tickets away probably starting next week. It's the world's largest outdoor show. Starts first week of February. 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors, ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs, archery, and much more, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. Now, NRA Country and the Great American Outdoor Show are set to host another rockin' country concert on Saturday, February 10th at the PA Farm Show Complex. Backed by popular demand, join Granger Smith and Low Cash with special guest Nate Hosey for an epic night of celebrating the outdoors and the country lifestyle. Jam-packed schedule including concerts, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much more. Visit GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org, GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org for details and to buy your tickets now. Keep the season alive. Hey, tell you where you can keep the season alive today. Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. They've got all the waterfowl calls. They've got the steel shot. They've got the decoys. Anything you could need, want, or imagine for waterfowl hunting. Camouflage, boots, hips, and waders, that's for sure. Yeti coolers and tumblers and bags. They've got all the Yeti stuff. Camo firearms by Remington, Choppa, Escort. All the ammunition to match. Steel shot, too. Plenty of gear for waterfowl and deer. And every type of hunting. And guess what? Once you kill your limit, take your geese and your ducks into Chesapeake Outdoors, and they will pick them and pluck them and brush them out and do whatever you want for them. Their waterfowl picking services are superb. For you bow hunters, still plenty of season left. They've got the crossbows by Excalibur, Carbon Express, 10-point Mission, Barnett, and the brand-new Raven crossbow, the hottest lick out of the ATA show last year, and the Matthews Solo Cam bows for those of you who are compound shooters. And again, all the accessories, arrows, bow tuning, sights, rests, quivers, you name it, it's all there. Camo by Bandit and Under Armour. Check it all out at Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B Dominion Road, 39B Dominion Road on Kent Island. That phone number, 410, just off 50, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Windchill advisories continue until midday today. It has been a very brutal start to the weekend temperature-wise. Those west winds mean business. This cold Arctic high pressure builds in. Clear skies today, but boy, the temperature damage is done. We're at 19 this afternoon, single-digit lows tonight with tough wind chills, sub-zero, and mid-20s tomorrow. We don't get above freezing until Monday, upper 30s with a chance for some afternoon rain showers. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410,
W&W
Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learn more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch a bobber go float away.
All right. We got about no minutes left. I did get a text while we were talking about necessities for the cold weather that we need milk at the house. So, thank you, Robin. Appreciate that. At least we don't need bread or toilet paper. That I do know. So, I didn't know about the milk. Folks, we hope you've had a good time. It's cold out there. Be careful. One other tip, don't overdrive your tires. If you know your tires are no good, stay off the road.